We are exactly halfway through the 10 o'clock hour, and welcome to the Midday Show. Excited to have these guys in studio. This is Vin, Dave, and Tommy. The name of the band is called Pilot Two Hill, and you may have seen them at some moment or in some portion here at the Cliff. They play around town. We are fortunate to have them here this morning, playing something that we have on the schedule right now. This is a song called Summertime Groove. Do me a favor and please welcome Pilot Two Hill.
This one's called Summertime Groove.
I've been fighting these feelings for days. I've been walking in shadows, I heard them say. Be careful with the messages you send, or you'll never scale the walls which I defend. Oh no. Oh, give me a summertime groove. Oh, I got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be with you in California. Oh yeah, California. Oh yeah. Leave the door open. I've been fighting these feelings for so long. I had my shield in place, but now it's gone. I got lost in a field and I heard them call. I ducked down deep in the weeds and I fooled them all. Oh yeah. Oh, give me a summertime groove. Yeah, I got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be with you in California. Oh yeah, in California. Oh yeah. Leave the door open. Leave the door open. Leave the door, leave it open. And careful with the messages you send, or you'll never scale the walls which I defend. Oh no. Give me a summertime groove. Yeah, I got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be with you. Give me a summertime groove. Got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be with you. Give me a summertime groove. Got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be with you. Give me a summertime groove. Got to have a summertime groove. Silhouettes and sunsets going down, and I just wanna be. Just wanna be with you.
Cool. Hey everybody, we're live on KXFM 104.7 in my hometown of Laguna Beach. Yeah. Got my boy Dave here with me today on guitar. And T-Mac playing the cajon. And this next one is called Easy. And this here is a drinking song.
Right? They call me easy, cause I'm alright. I don't bother nobody, don't start no fights. Got a little bit of green, we could smoke it all night. They call me easy, I'm alright. This here is a drinking song. Loop the track, spinning all night long. We gonna puff like Cheech and Chong. Snoop Dogg and Dogg, 6 in the morning. Why don't we go spend the afternoon chilling out back by the pool? The sun's hot, the rays are strong. Lean back, throw some lotion on. A couple shots, some lime and salt. We're pretty drunk, it's nobody's fault. Come on, girl, I think that we oughta polish off the rest of that bottle. Then we're running up to your room. Your boyfriend's gone, but he'll be back soon. It feels so right, it can't be wrong. They call me easy, and this is my song. They call me easy, cause I'm alright. Don't bother nobody, don't start no fights. Got a little bit of green, we could smoke it all night. They call me easy, I'm alright. Got a lazy song, a laid back groove. Just kick back, got you in the mood. I'm just quiet, Dave's not rude. Don't mess with us, we're not in the mood. You off work, you should roll through. Your man's kinda whack, but he could come too. Beer's in the back, the fridge is full. Go ahead, lean back, get comfortable. We got a big screen, a big flat panel. Crashed out, watch a nature channel. I flip over CNN. Al-Qaeda's back again. I flip back aborigines, chasing monkeys through the trees. Well, I'm down to save the rainforest. Peace to the world, here's the chorus. They call me easy, cause I'm alright. Don't bother nobody, don't start no fights. I got a little bit of green, we could smoke it all night. They call me easy, I'm alright. And I just sit around and watch the paint dry. You don't have to deal with failure if you don't try. No, I don't cut the grass, I let the weeds grow. And I've always dug the turtles cause it moves real slow. I'm on the inside looking back. I find a buzz in my windshield. Look like you'll be alright, yeah. They call them easy, oh yeah. Hey. They call me easy, cause I'm all right. I don't bother nobody, don't start no fights. I got a little bit of green, yeah, we could smoke it all night. They call me easy, I'm alright. Yeah.
Alright, that was an oldie. That was from Blackleaf, the first CD many, many years ago. And we're going to do another one off of that album, Blackleaf, that was produced by Mark Lowe, one of my good friends. We've done 3 records together, and this is called Western. And again, this is Pilot 2 Hill Live, Laguna Beach, hometown throwdown. Appreciate the love. Thanks for having us, Ed.
Well, let's go veering down the Bracktar Road. The dirt road's more my style. Let's go find a field where the buffalo roam and just get high and wild. There ain't nobody watching but the birds in the trees. Man, they won't say a word. So let's lay down a blanket and do what we please and blend in with the herd. Oh, you're just a crazy, 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 crazy fool. Ain't nothing but a crazy, 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 crazy fool. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's get rolling down the highway. Come on, let's get rolling down the highway. And mister, if you think we're going my way, come on, let's get rolling down the highway. Yeah, yeah. A portrait painting of a traveling man who always had the time. He went from New York City all the way to Cheyenne and up and down the line. Still lake waters of Alaskan sky, the ground covered in snow. He went up on the mountaintop where eagles fly. What it is to be high, oh, he knows. Ain't nothing but a crazy, 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 crazy fool. Crazy, 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 crazy fool. Oh, yeah. Come on, let's get rolling down the highway. Come on, let's get rolling down the highway. And mister, if you think you're going my way, come on, let's get rolling down the highway. Yeah. Yeah. A portrait painting of a traveling man. We better find us a rest stop and find it fast. And oh yeah, I'd like some candy coat and M&M's. Yo, throw some condoms in. If we meet some lucky girls, sir, we may be needing them. Some say I'm bound to lose, hell, I'ma try. And when they knock me down, I get back up again. I'm singing, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go.
That's good stuff. The band is Pilot Two Hill. That's Vin, Dave, and Tommy. Summertime Groove, Easy, and Western. You heard it here live. They're going to step in for a conversation now. Delighted to have them and hope you stick around for that. Coming up on 11 o'clock, 11 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. And what was the Mornings with Ed show has turned into the Midday show. And delighted to have Pilot Two Hill in studio with us, Vin, Dave, and Tommy, with three just grooving songs, man. Just digging the vibe there. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Hey, man. Outstanding groove. And you know that we're all over Summertime Groove, the very first song that you played for us live. Tell us about that song.
That song is actually about half paranoia and half just enjoying the summer.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of demons, a little bit of living in Laguna and just...
Yeah. The paranoia part of that, was that a little writing from personal experience?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And half digging the experience, also personal experience, right? How'd you guys meet up?
In therapy.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Yes.
No, actually, I met these guys, I think it was about 4 years ago. Frank Ariano, who owns Laguna Sound, brought me in to jam with these guys and see how we all vibed. And
we kidnapped them.
That was it.
Right. Yeah. You got it latched on like Velcro, right? It was one of those things.
Yep.
All right. Dave,
I met.
Dave and Vin go way back. Yeah.
I don't even know. 12
years. I've been playing with Vin about 11 years.
11 years.
10 years? I think 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I met Vic, who unfortunately passed away. They were all in a band from Boston called Audible Mainframe. And I met Vic online and we collaborated on a song or two. And we all became friends. And I grabbed Dave first after the unfortunate, you know, when Vic passed away. And then the other guys played with me for a while. And now, you know, some of them moved back to Boston. Right. One of them's doing great DJing.
Good.
And Dave just stuck with me. And you know, we've written so many songs together. It's been great.
So, Dave, Boston, man.
Yes, sir.
We talked about the Red Sox earlier. Sir. Red Sox versus Yankees thing, man.
Best rivalry in sports.
It really, really is. Tell me about the scene, the music scene there, man.
In Boston, it's a great melting pot. There's so many different styles over there. You got reggae, you got punk rock, you got hip hop, you got everything. And everybody comes together, no matter who you are, where you're from. You know, everybody comes together at these shows, at these parties, and we all dig the same tunes. There's a great cross-pollination going on. So it, you know, it really, when you're a young musician coming up in there, it really kind of molds you, you know, and opens your horizons a bit. So, you know, people ask me, oh, what's your favorite band? What's your favorite genre of music to play? I mean, that's a tough question, right? Because there's so much. There's reggae, metal, you know, funk, blues, R&B, so much stuff going on out there. And it just kind of, it made me the musician I am today. And then moving out here was great. I always wanted to come out here and, you know, make a go of it, as they say.
Right. Do you find that Laguna Beach, the same kind of vibe that you had there, the same kind of melting pot, or the Southern California area
in general? Yeah, I live in Long Beach myself right now. I've been doing a lot of stuff over there in the music scene, and it, you know, it's great. There's a sense of community there. You know, everybody has each other's back. And like I said, there's so many different genres and styles and different vibes coming together. It's perfect. And, you know, I just love Southern California, the weather, the beach, all that stuff.
I'm just impressed that a guitarist uses the term cross-pollination.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you know, I'm right for you. Hey, cross-pollinating over here.
Deep.
I like this.
Yeah.
Tommy on cajon, man. So it sounds so sweet.
You know, Frank, our bass player, turned me on to that, and it's called a luta. Okay. So it's kind of a mix between a cajon and a little drum set.
Okay,
so
yeah, it really is.
I don't play it like a conventional cajon.
No, not at all.
It's so much fun to groove on. And I use it a lot. It's paid for itself probably 100 times over. Because we use it in smaller settings when we play.
Right.
And I've recorded with it in the studio. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So you'll notice we have a cajon, a standard cajon in the corner there. And when I saw you bring that thing in, I went, oh, I was like that kid that looking at a toy that he wants. And I'm like, oh, I really need one of those, man.
Cadillac.
Luta.
Luta's
fun.
Shout out to Luta.
Definitely.
So the second song was Easy off of a previous album. And that to me just grooved me. I don't know that you saw me in here. I don't normally dance, man. Yeah, I do, but I don't normally dance well. I could find a groove to that though, man. Tell us about Easy.
Easy is just a party song.
Right.
Probably what was off the first record called Black Leaf.
Right.
I don't remember the year. Probably 2008, 2009.
That sounds right. 2008.
Right? Around there, and that's just, even when we pull it out of the set, people still ask for it. So play it all the time.
It has to be
a good song.
It has to be one of your standards when you're going live. It really does.
You don't have to think too much about it. Like you said, it's just got a good groove.
Right. And for the third song, Western, you jumped on the harmonica for a little bit. And am I calling it the right thing, or is it a harp? What's the official thing here?
I'm not good enough to call it a harp. Okay. I'm still in harmonica mode.
So what was the first instrument you picked up?
I think I had a little Casio keyboard first that kind of got me. I've kind of went through every instrument and not mastered any of them.
Okay.
So Dave's always trying to get me to play acoustic guitar, but it's just the whatever the, you know what this thing is?
The tummy head rub thing.
I just cannot multitask anything.
Yeah. All right, I can try that. I can try. And Dave on guitar, how long have you been playing guitar, man?
Since I was like 13, early 90s, I kind of started playing during the whole like grunge thing when all the alternative bands were coming out, you know, all that.
And do you find yourself learning every day? You learn something new every single day?
Absolutely. You never stop learning.
Right.
And I play, you know, bass, a little bit of drums, a little bit of keyboards, and I'm always learning. I'm always looking at other musicians for influence and all that.
Right. And I imagine, Tommy, not just that Cadillac of cajon, as we called it, but drums. You're a monster on the drums, I hear.
Yeah, I'd started banging on pots and pans when I was probably two or three. Kind of went from there, but all different types of percussion, but you know, playing drums is probably my favorite thing to play in this band, because I can get real creative with the songwriting. There's so many different types of grooves that this band plays,
right?
And it makes it so much enjoyable, you know, more enjoyable as a drummer to play with a band like this. It's got a great pocket. And a lot of it's got a reggae feel, some of it's got a rock feel, some of it's got a funk feel. And so I have
all of those grooves kind of like within the same element of a song, man. I really dig that part of it. That's a cool groove, and the vibe is there. We're all over here at the radio station. We're all over Summertime Groove. It's up. It's a part of my morning show.
Appreciate the love.
Oh, no, awesome. Man. We appreciate great music here. What's next? What can we look forward to next?
I'm working on some stuff in town at Laguna Sound with Frank and Dave and Tommy. And we have Jake, who plays saxophone with us, who's also in the band. So
any one of you play horns of any kind?
I definitely do not.
I tried.
Yeah. How tough is the saxophone, man?
My grandfather was a sax player, so when I was in middle school, I tried playing it for the school band. It was tough.
Okay.
It's gnarly.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for the masters of that instrument.
Yeah. Likewise. Yeah. So you've been writing music, new stuff coming out?
Yeah. Right. I'm working on a single at least for now.
All right.
Should be done the end of August.
Okay. All right, and we're putting together maybe a new project, a new album, EP, something coming out soon?
There's just always things being written, but again, it's kind of all over the place. So to try and get five songs that are cohesive enough for an EP has eluded me for the year so far.
Okay, that's all right.
There's lots of stuff being created, so that keeps me happy.
Yeah, and there's plenty of time. There's limitless time here. Yeah. Where can we catch you in town next?
Well, for once, I'm prepared in my life.
Oh, I like this.
I actually wrote down. So usually we have a monthly residence at the Cliff.
Right.
First Thursday of each month for Art Walk. But for some reason, this month, we're just everywhere in town. So August 5th, we're at the Cliff from 7 to 10. August 6th, we're at Sawdust from 5 p.m. to 9:30.
What a great groove the Sawdust and you are together. That's going to be cool.
My first time there. I'm pretty psyched.
Oh, it's going to be cool. Yeah.
And then the 14th, we're doing something, the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center.
All right,
which is upstairs.
Yeah, that's that narrow hallway you walk upstairs. Yeah, so if you're carrying heavy equipment, if you're taking like a whole drum set up, you're going to need help up upstairs, man. Yeah, it's a good workout. But that's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. That's from 8 to 10 p.m., August 14th. And August 15th, we're at Art Affair from noon to 6.
Right.
And then finally, August 21st, we're at Marine Room from 9 to 1.
All right, right on. I'm going to make sure and catch a bunch of those shows, man. And certainly the Sawdust, because I can imagine you guys just on a cool afternoon giving it up at Sawdust, man. So if our listeners wanted to find your music, where can they purchase your music that benefits the band the most?
I'd have to say Bandcamp, but no one uses that anymore.
Okay,
so
all right.
Just good old iTunes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, right on. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to having you guys back at some time, man. Can we do this again?
Yeah, I'd love to do it again. Lovely.
All right. All right. And anytime
you squeeze the whole band and bring the sax next time.
Let's bring some. I like good sax. So let's bring some good sax in, man. I appreciate you guys. Vin, Dave, and Tommy. The band is Pilot 2 Hill. The song that we're all over here at the radio station, Summertime Groove. But we're going to be all over all of their stuff coming up. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Appreciate it.